For both starting pitchers early on, it was that way for Robbie Ray in the first inning, and so far in the bottom of the first inning, been a little bit of a challenge for Priester to navigate as well. 3-1. That is through there for a strike. Two-seam fastball right down the middle, and the count is full at 3-2. Priester's 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. Oh, Contreras cuts down Yastrzemski. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And there are two down. And, oh, that should let Quinn Priester let out a little bit of an exhale and settle into this game. Ortho ASAP strikeout of Adames. And now two down for Jung-Hoo Lee. Signed out of the KBO before last season. Only played 37 games last year. First pitch to him is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And he is off to a fabulous start in 2025. Brewers did not face him last year. He was injured before these two teams saw each other. 0-1 is rolled foul over near the Brewers dugout. And it's 0-2, hitting .333 on the year with three home runs, 14 driven in. He has 14 extra base hits. 0-2 pitch is a little high with a cut fastball. It's 1-2. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. 1-2 pitch is ground ball to second base. Terang stays down on it, takes his time and throws to first. And the inning is over. Good start for Quinn Priester in San Francisco. We go to the second inning. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers on May 17th for a one-of-a-kind cribbage board giveaway, courtesy of 620 WTMJ. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will get the special board featuring the famous racing sausages. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Gina. Did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft. Right, Wildy?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 4/30/2025.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
Sal Frelick leads off the top of the second inning. No score here in San Francisco. Robbie Ray needed 24 pitches to get himself through the top of the first inning. The first pitch to Frelick is high, and it's 1-0. No score, 0-0 ball game. To the better teams in the National League. Record-wise, probably on paper also. 1-0. And that nailed the outside corner with a fastball at 92. And it's 1-1 on Sal. Frelick hitting .342 with a home run and six driven in. Went 8-for-20 during that homestand. As Ray's pitch is lined into center, that's down for a base hit. So the Brewers continuing to get the job done against Robbie Ray. That is the third hit of this game already, and the fourth base runner that they've had against Ray. And Frelick just keeps on hitting left-handed pitching. A .355 average against lefties coming into today. And now here's Joey Ortiz. Sal Frelick really has turned into the offensive player that the Brewers hoped he would. As Ray's pitch is brought home, and Ortiz swings through a fastball at 94 on the inner half, and it's 0-1. Ray looks at first in the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-2. Sal right now, when you watch him play, it is like he is the old cliche of he could fall out of bed and hit a single. Like, he just collects hits. It's his lead from first. And the 0-2 pitch. Fouled back again. And we do it again at 0-2. On Joey Ortiz, hitting 184, no home runs, four driven in on the year for Joey. Went just 3-for-23 during the recently completed homestand. As Ray looks in. 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. He's giving him a healthy amount of fastballs. That one was 94 right down the middle, and Ortiz getting a piece of it, but Ray has given him a few cookies, if you will. Try to take advantage of one eventually. 0-2. That's a ground ball to third. Chapman has it. Goes to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Ortiz able to stay out of the double play. Very close play at first, but credit Ortiz for hustling up the line. So it goes 5-4 on the put out of Frelick. But Ortiz hit first on the fielder's choice. And now here's Isaac Collins. Collins getting the start tonight. 0-for-3 during the homestand. 208 average, no home runs, and none driven in. Pitch is a little bit high, and it's 1-0. No score. Brewers with three hits already against Ray. The 1-0 to Collins is swung on and fouled off of the catcher Bailey, and it's 1-1. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Robbie Ray looking in. One ball and one strike here on Isaac Collins. The pitch. And frozen with a fastball on the low inside corner. And it's 1-2 on the switch hitter. Runner at first is Ortiz. He's there with one out. Top of the second inning here in San Francisco. Ray brings home the pitch. And that's high. It's 2-2. Durbin in the on-deck circle. Brewers at the bottom of their lineup here. Collins hitting in the eighth spot. Ray picks over to first, and back in time is Ortiz. Inning began with a base hit from Frelick, then the fielder's choice from Joey, and now Collins battling up there against the left-hander. Long hold and the 2-2 pitch. Fouled back into the net, and we do it again. Ray, of course, came up with the Diamondbacks, had a nice career with Arizona, then found himself in Toronto, won the Cy Young in 21, eventually signed with the Mariners, and then traded before last season to the Giants. 2-2 pitch is high. And it's three balls and two strikes on Isaac Collins. So another three-ball count here for a Brewers hitter. Brewers have had a good approach against Ray to start this game, this first time through the order. And now another toss to first, and both disengagements have been used now by Robbie Ray. So advantage goes to Ortiz if he wants to try to take off at some point here. And with a 3-2 count, that may be what he tries to do. Ray looks at first. And the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Collins comes up empty and strikes out. Ortiz was not moving on the pitch, and now here's Durbin. pitch was up and he went after it. Pretty good pitch though on 3-2 from Ray. It was probably ball four, but it was close. So Isaac Collins decided not to take the chance. So here's Caleb Durbin with two outs. First pitch to Durbin is high, and it's 1-0. Durbin had those two hits in his first game, hasn't collected a hit since. He's 2-for-11 in his short big league career. One-oh pitch. High fly ball, left field, back at the track. Ramos at the wall. It is gone. Caleb Durbin. First big league home run, and it gives the Brewers a 2-0 lead here in the second. He got a fastball belt high, and Caleb Durbin has now checked off all the boxes in the big leagues. And he didn't have to wait long to check them all off. What a swing from Durbin out to left. And the Brewers have a 2-0 lead. Here's Bryce Terang. Hit it foul and out of play down the left field line. It's 0-1. It was not a no-doubter. Just scraped over the wall in left center. 375 was the projected distance for Durbin, but what a cool moment for him. 0-1. That missed down and away with a slider. It's one ball and one strike. And of course, every home run means $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. 1-1. Terang takes a strike. A little better slider that time from Ray, and it's 1-2. Making a difference to fight hunger in the community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 20-pitch inning now for Ray after the 24-pitch inning in the first. Here's the 1-2. And Terang, a ground ball sharply hit out to Adames. Pats the glove, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. But the Brewers get a two-run blast from Caleb Durbin. And they take a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey, hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is 2-0 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the second inning here in San Francisco. Priester with a lead to work with, and Matt Chapman to lead off against him. Chapman takes down and away, and it's 1-0. Reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, always keep a safe distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. 1-0 to Chapman. That missed outside. Change up that time from Priester, and it's 2-0. Brewers trying to build off the momentum of that 14-1 victory yesterday, and they're off to a good start here today. But Priester having a bit of a challenge throwing strikes. Cutter misses outside. And it goes to 3-0 on Chapman, who leads the majors in walks with 21. And the 3-0 pitch is low, and make it 22 walks now for Matt Chapman. Leadoff walk, just like the first inning began. Leadoff walk to Yastrzemski. Now here's Elliot Ramos. 11 game on base streak now for Chapman. Ramos hitting 231, three home runs, nine driven in on the year for the right-handed hitter. Priester kicks, delivers, and it hit him. No, it went behind him. Didn't hit him at all. It goes all the way back to the backstop, and Contreras goes back there to collect it. And moving up 90 feet is Chapman. Boy, that came so far inside, I just assumed it hit him. Ramos kind of turned some. I don't know how that didn't hit him. It didn't. That was wizardry. 1-0 pitch. That's down in the dirt with a slider. Two balls and no strikes. And right now, Priester just really struggling to throw strikes. This is a very good lineup, too. So they will make you pay for mistakes and for traffic on the base paths. Ramos takes a strike at the very top of the strike zone, and it's 2-1. Priester looks back at Chapman. Now the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to short. Gobbled up by Ortiz. He's going to throw back to the second base, as scrambling back to the bag was Chapman, and he's going to be safe. He looked him back, probably should have been content with that, and then just gone to first and got the out. But he got a little greedy and thought maybe he had him hustling back into the bag, and the tag was definitely late. And so now first and second on a fielder's choice for Ramos. And look, that middle infield does some dazzling things, but that's one where I think you just take the out after you get the runner back to the bag and throw to first if you're Joey Ortiz. So now first and second, and a little bit of trouble for Priester to navigate here. But he has Lamont Wade Jr. in the box, who has struggled mightily to start the season. Priester from the stretch, the pitch, and it's bunted foul at the third baseline. And it's 0-1. Lamont Wade Jr., 0.91 average, a home run, 7 driven in, and he's 0 for his last 15. He may very well try to put down a bunt again right here. Priester looks at second. And the 0-1 pitch. That missed high with a slider. And it's 1-1. That time, Wade looked like he was swinging away. Two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the second. A 2-0 Brewers lead. The 1-1 pitch is popped up. This one into shallow right field. Terang goes out about 10 feet into right. Makes the catch. Infield fly had been called for as well. And there's one away. That's a big first out for Quinn Priester. And now here's Wilmer Flores. Nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. Perfect meal for a ball game, especially when served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread. Wisconsin's best. How about some Cedar Crest ice cream or delicious custard? It's always a hit. There goes the runner to third. Pitches a strike. Throw to third in time. Contreras got another one. Chapman took off for third, and Contreras has cut down two base runners trying to steal already through the first two innings of this game. So the Brewers, they take bases, and then they erase them on the other end.
Man.
Contreras is having himself a night so far. Two away, and now a runner at first, and he is Quinn Priester's best friend in these first two innings. 0-1 on Flores. The pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. I'll be curious to see if the Giants try to steal another base all night.
I mean, Lane, you don't get style points for catching a base stealer, but He should get style points for those two throws. That's how good they were.
You can't do it better. Here's the 0-2 to Flores. High, and it's one ball and two strikes.
They were the two most perfect throws you could see. To second base in the first inning on Yastrzemski, and this one to third base.
There was a target that was about 6 inches around that you're trying to hit. On both of those throws, he hit them. The pitch just missed low with his slider. It goes to 2-2 on Flores. Oh, for his last 13, hitting 203 on the year with six home runs and 23 driven in. Flores, right-handed hitter, veteran, 2-2. Came inside and missed, maybe a touch high as well. Now the count is full, 3-2 on Wilmer Flores. Priester up to 30 pitches so far in the outing, trying to finish off this second inning here. 3-2 pitch, there goes the runner, and it is low. It's a walk. So Ramos moves up to second base. Flores works the walk. That is the third walk issued by Priester here in these first two innings. He had walked five in his 10 innings on the mound for the Crew previous to tonight's start. And now he's got to deal with Patrick Bailey here. Bailey hitting just 161 on the year, no home runs and six driven in. But you can tell it, the strike zone has been a challenge so far for Quinn. He's battling and he's competing. And he's getting a lot of help from Contreras right now. Looks back at second. And the pitch missed outside. And it's 1-0. This could be tonight where the 14-1 score yesterday helps you, because you have a rested bullpen if you need to get aggressive with it today in case Priester can't lock in the strike zone. 1-0 is lined into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Churio gets to it on one hop. He's going to throw home. It is offline and up the line and around third, and scoring is Ramos. Giants on the board. It's 2-1 Crew. Flores stops at second. It's an RBI single for Bailey. And now brings up the number nine hitter, Tyler Fitzgerald. So how big is the caught stealing now? Would have been worth a couple of runs. But instead, the Brewers still have the lead. And if Priester can take care of Fitzgerald, all is fine. First pitch to Fitzgerald. Misses low with a slider. It's 1-0. He is just really struggling to throw strikes. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. He has thrown 35 pitches now, and just 14 for strikes. Look back at second and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away. Fitzgerald has chased a couple of them. And it's 1-2. So he's gone slider, slider, slider against Fitzgerald so far in this at bat. Priester looks at second. Long hold. And now the 1-2 pitch. Rolls it to third. Charging it is Durbin. Fields throws to first late. Fitzgerald beat it up the line. Not much Durbin could do playing back. Had to come up and charge a slow roller. Made that play as close as he possibly could. But now the bases are loaded and the top of the order coming to the plate in Mike Yastrzemski. So the Giants, after the Brewers plated two on the home run from Durbin in the top of the second, have come back and plated a run, and they're looking for a big two-out hit here that may let them take the lead. And a dangerous hitter in Mike Yastrzemski coming to the plate, who walked his first time up on four pitches. So Chris Hook is out there for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200. Full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise bet above the rest. And it is only the bottom of the second inning, but this feels like a very big moment in this game already. And the crowd here at Oracle Park can sense it as well. The pitch swung on and fouled back, and it's 0-1. Priester looking in. The 0-1 to Yastrzemski is down and in with a two-seam fastball. One ball and one strike. It's becoming a long inning for Quinn Priester. He faced the minimum unconventionally in the first inning, but this is the seventh batter of this inning. The 1-1. That is right through there with a strike on a two-seam fastball at 94. And it's 1-2. So Priester trying to limit the damage to just the one run. Time called by Yastrzemski as he backs out of the box. Priester looking in. The 1-2 pitch. And he lines one into right. Coming in is Churio diving. Did he make the catch? Did he make the catch? He sure did! Jackson Churio just took a hit away from Mike Yastrzemski. And the Brewers will get out of it with just the one run allowed. Oh, he just got the leather underneath of it before it hit the grass. Jackson Churio with a dazzling play in right. And it just saved maybe three runs. Brewers lead it 2-1 as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
It is an absolute rule in baseball. You make a great catch to end an inning, you got to lead off the next inning. That's what Jackson Churio is going to do. A 2-1 Brewers lead as we go to the third, and here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Yeah, he just saved the bacon for Quinn Priester. First pitch from Robbie Ray is in at the knees to Jackson, and the count goes to nothing and one. That was a phenomenal catch on a sinking looper. Got it right before it hit the grass. 0-1 pitch. Tipped foul into the mid of Patrick Bailey, nothing and two. And as you said, if he doesn't catch that ball, at least two runs score. And the Giants would have the lead right now. Instead, it's 2-1 Milwaukee. 0-2. Lined in the center field. Backing up is Jung-Hoo Lee. He's got a play. Moving to his left. Into the right center field gap. Lee makes the over-the-shoulder catch. So Churio's 1-for-2. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the third contest. Brian Lamboli from Belleville is our contestant. L-A-M-B-O-L-E-Y. Believe Lamboli Brian wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits triple this inning. Maybe Christian Yelich. He'll take outside ball one. Visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. This is a ballpark where you can get some triples in the gap. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider from Ray. Yelich singled back in the first. The Brewers have this 2-1 lead thanks to Caleb Durbin and his first major league home run. It came last inning. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to second base. Two bounces and played by Tyler Fitzgerald. Plants his feet. Throws at Yelich. And that is two outs quickly for Ray. Brings up William Contreras. Brewers baseball is brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going across town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Contreras worked a walk back in that lengthy first inning, in which the Brewers put three on base but failed to score. 1-0. This is the beginning of the longest road trip of the season for the crew. It'll be 10 games over the course of about a week and a half. It's going to run until next Thursday. Three different cities. There's an issue with the pitch com here, and so that delays the first pitch coming to Contreras. We have two out here in the third. It's going to be a challenging trip. These Giants, they'll be the first four games the opponent, and the Giants are tied for the fourth best record in the majors. Four games here at Oracle Park, then three in St. Louis over the weekend. And then next week, you go to the south side of Chicago to take on the White Sox. So this will test the mettle of the Brewers in April. Ready to go to Contreras now, and Ray misses down and in. 1-0. It's 2-1 Milwaukee, two out in the third. Robbie Ray, the veteran left-hander, has his sign. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pulled a string with a changeup. You look at the Brewers on the road this season. They're 3-6. They've lost a couple of series at the Yankees and at the Diamondbacks. No shame in either of those. 1-1. Fouled on the right side. Drifting out of play. A slicer there by William. 1-2. I think that's another box to check for this Brewers team. Show you can get a winning road trip. They've had a couple of winning homestands already. 1-2 pitch. He is low. It's 2-2. I actually think that having a long week and a half long trip early in the season, that can be good for a team. And we'll see if that's the case for the crew in 25. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper back to the mound. It's a slow chopper. Ray fields, but he doesn't have time. Oh, and now he tries a throw. He airmails it over Lamont Wade's head at first, but it's backed up, and so Contreras will be content to stay at first. That was like a swinging bunt. And it checked up like Contreras had hit a lob wedge with backspin on it.
That's about right.
I mean, the ball only went, what, 25 feet? Out in front of home plate. I think at first Robbie Ray thought, all right, I got this. I've got Contreras, the catcher, running. But he really was out of time and shouldn't have even thrown the ball. He was lucky that Contreras stayed at first. So a two-out runner for Rhys Hoskins. The first pitch misses inside, ball one. Well, whatever way you can get them, you take your hits. And Williams getting a lot of those. One of the hotter hitters in the National League at the moment. The 1-0 pitch. Hit on the ground, foul by Hoskins up the third baseline. 1-1. William even got a hit this afternoon. And we weren't playing a game. There was a scoring change from yesterday that gave him an extra infield single. Hoskins popped out to short his first time. 1-1 pitch. Down and in on a slider. 2-1. 2-1 Brewers, two out in the top of the third, and Contreras reaching base there, if nothing else, makes Ray work extra hard here in the third. He's had to labor through these first three innings. He's about to throw his 60th pitch. Two and one on Reese. Here it comes. And he missed high. It's 3-1. This was the count that Hoskins had in the first inning with two on, and he popped out. 3-1 here in the third. And a disengagement used by Ray before he goes into his motion. He steps off. Reese Hoskins over the last homestand. 8 runs batted in. What a week he had at American Family Field. Went 9-for-20. 3 of those were homers. Contreras has a short lead at first. Now he's running. 3-1 pitch is high ball 4. He walked him. And the Brewers have 2 on with 2 out. Reese Hoskins is aboard. That is only the second walk by Robbie Ray. It feels like there have been more of them, doesn't it?
He's been behind in counts a lot. You think about Hoskins' first AB where he swung at 3-1. And he just has not been very efficient. He's at 61 pitches now. That's the other significance of Contreras getting that infield single. Just extended this inning out a little bit more on Robbie Ray.
And now Sal Frelick. He'll take low and away on a slider, 1-0.
And the more you make Ray work early here, the better chance there is to get into this Giants bullpen. It's probably without their closer tonight, too.
Contreras at second, Hoskins at first. The 1-0. Frelick takes inside corner. That was a well-placed fastball, 95 on the gun, 1-1.
Never a bad thing to get into a bullpen early in game one of a four-game series, too.
You're right. Frelick singled last inning. He's 1-for-1. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Right at Willy Adames, who's got it. Pats his glove. We know that move. And he throws it over to first in time to get Frelick by a step. That's the thing about watching Willy play shortstop. He always knows exactly how much time he has. And the Brewers strand a couple. We go to the bottom of the third. It's still 2-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Willy Adames will lead off the bottom of the third against the Brewers and Quinn Priester. 2-1 Milwaukee leading this series lead lifter. Adames struck out his first time. Ended up being a strike him out, throw him out double play. One of the two caught stealings for the catcher, Contreras. First pitch chopped softly, foul up the third baseline. Now that's an improvement for Quinn Priester. The first two innings, he walked the first batter on 4 pitches. Yastrzemski in the first, Chapman in the second. And now an almost identical slow grounder foul, third base side, makes it 0-2 on Willie here. Beginning the bottom of the third. It'll be Adames, Lee, and Chapman for Bob Melvin's Giants. 2-3-4 in the card. The 0-2. skips in the dirt slider. Ball one on Willie. The question for Quinn Priester tonight, can he find his command? He's already issued three walks, and he's been erratic. 1-2 pitch taken high by Adames, 2-2 on a cutter. I think if you're the Brewers, you're kind of hoping that catch the Cheerio made to Rob Yastrzemski last inning helps Quinn settle down. 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground hard towards third. A backhanded diving play by Durbin pops up, bounces a throw across, and he got him. Picked out on the bounce by Hoskins at first base, and that's the first dazzling defensive play at the hot corner that we've seen from Caleb Durbin as a Brewer. That ball was ticketed for the left field corner. On the chalk, he made the dive and the backhanded pickup and robs Willie Adames of extra bases. How about that from Caleb Durbin? What a night he's having. One out for Jung-Hoo Lee, and he takes a curveball low. The biggest question mark about Caleb Durbin coming out of spring training was he defensively able to handle third base. Lee grounds one up the middle, but at the shortstop, Joey Ortiz on the run, fields and throws. And Lee is out by a step. There are two gone. And Priester's got a shot at a quick inning here. 2-1 Milwaukee. That brings up Matt Chapman. The question mark about Durbin's defense thus far has been answered in the affirmative over the first four games of his big league career. He's done a very nice job at a position that's relatively new to him. Speaking of great third baseman, Matt Chapman takes low and away, ball one. Third inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Pitch in the dirt to Chapman, 2-0. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Chases a cutter off the plate away. It's 2-1 on Matt Chapman. He still has not seen a pitch in the strike zone tonight. Chapman walked on four pitches last inning. 2-1 here, only because he chased one off the plate. The Priester throws, and it's low. It's 3-1. 2-1 Brewers. Caleb Durbin's hit the two-run home run and made the sparkling diving play this inning at third. Priester's 3-1. In over the outside corner, knee high. That was a sinker, and it's 3-2 on Matt Chapman. One of the best defensive third basemen you'll find. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Chased down and away, a slider. That was well off the plate, but Quinn got him. And it is a 1-2-3 inning for Priester. It's his second ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. On to the fourth. 2-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 cals and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer cals and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
American Family Insurance is always a great call.
That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Brewers 2, San Francisco 1. As we start the fourth inning by the Bay, here's Joey Ortiz against the veteran Robbie Ray. Wind up in the pitch. Up and away, ball one. That 1-2-3 flawless inning from Quinn Priester in the third. Brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Proud partner of the Brewers. Ortiz grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. He takes outside again, 2-0. Carbliss. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game at home or for your next tailgate. Carbliss Liss is more. Robbie Ray takes a deep breath. Now throws the 2-0, and he catches the inside corner. Top of the zone as well, 2-1 on Ortiz. Bottom third of the order for the crew this inning. Got Isaac Collins and then the man of the night, Caleb Durbin. The 2-1. Joey takes in tight, 3-1. Ortiz is now just 3 for his last 29. 3-1 pitch. Inside corner, called a strike on a changeup. It's a good pitch. There's no such thing as a fastball count anymore. 3-1 changeup. Full count, Joey uses his timeout. Get ready for the payoff pitch. Ray gets his sign from Patrick Bailey. Lefty kicks, and he deals. And it swung on it, popped foul, coming back over the screen. Pretty good Monday night crowd here. Oracle Park, a scenic setting with the Bay off in the distance. Sun is just beginning to set. 3-2 again, swing and a miss. For a fastball knee-high right by Ortiz. 94-mile-an-hour pitch. That'll be the third strikeout for Robbie Ray. One gone in the fourth.
Yeah, the sun's setting and the lights taking effect now. And I'll be honest, it's a lot easier to see the baseball. I thought the first couple of innings, seeing the ball off the bat was a bit challenging just because of the way the lighting was.
Pitch just missed to Isaac Collins, ball one.
But now, lights fully taking effect for the most part.
Wind is blowing out tonight. Robbie Ray's 1-0 pitch. Collins lifts into right field. Playable here for Mike Yastrzemski. Sauntering back a few steps. And then about two in front of the warning track, he's there to make the catch. Collins is 0 for 2, and that's two out. And Ray's got a chance at his first unblemished inning of this outing, but he has to deal with Caleb Durbin, who took him deep. The two-run shot back in the second to give the Brewers their two runs.
This is one of my favorite parks in the big leagues. It's just so unique.
First pitch, Caleb swings and misses. Took a big cut at a changeup.
And as you said, the scenic views, I mean, you just don't get this really anywhere else. You can't replicate this.
No, this is about as good as it gets visually. 0-1, another changeup. That time Caleb didn't chase. Down and away, ball one. This ballpark is now 26 seasons old.
Yeah, it doesn't show that either, does it?
In fact, it opened the year before American Family Field. Durbin, little swinging bunt up the third baseline. Pounced on by Bailey. Wheels, throws, and he got him. What a play by the San Francisco catcher. Patrick Bailey, that was cat-like quick on a slow roller that made it maybe 20 feet up the third baseline by Durbin, who can really run. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Robbie Ray. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items, but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings, it's Woodman's.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Quinn Priester back to work. It's the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 Milwaukee here in San Francisco. Network Health salutes all of our nation's veterans. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. First batter, Elliot Ramos, and he looks at a strike. Find the coverage you need and a health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more at networkhealth.com/veterans. Elliot Ramos waits, and he takes low 1-1. Ramos reached on a fielder's choice and ultimately scored the San Francisco run back in the second. It's a ground ball to shortstop he hit. The 1-1. Hit on the ground towards the hole at short. Played with a backhand by Ortiz. Plants his feet. Perfect throw across. Ramos is out. Joey Ortiz made a mental error on that first ground ball that Ramos hit at him on a much easier play. This time, Joey takes one away from Elliot Ramos in the hole.
That play earlier might be the only miscue the Brewers have made defensively. Otherwise, they have saved runs with their defense here tonight for Quinn Priester.
A ton of great defensive efforts. Lamont Wade Jr. with one out. Takes a strike over the inside corner. Priester starting to fill up the zone more consistently. You've got the two caught stealings by Contreras that were as perfect as they could be, each of those throws. Pitch outside 1-1. Churio made the play of the game, diving to take away what would have been at least a two-run hit from Mike Yastrzemski in the second. And then Durbin, the great play to Rob Adamas in the third. Pitch just missed, a little bit high on a changeup. 2-1 on Lamont Wade. He popped out his first time to the second baseman. But yeah, this is like Brewers baseball to a T. 2-1, popped foul, coming back over the screen. It'll land just below us. Fan brought a glove, made a catch. A bearded and long-haired fan. Nice play. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, 3-2.
He had to make that catch with the guy in the Niners jacket jumping on top of him, too. That guy jumped from like four seats over, almost took out the whole row. And the guy still made the catch anyway.
That looks like your hair back in high school.
No, it doesn't.
One out, bottom four. 3-2 on Lamont Wade Jr. Pitch, broken bat liner towards third, and past the lunge of Durbin. It goes into left field. Wade will stop at first as Isaac Collins plays it back in. The bat died a hero. Shattered on the contact, but Wade got enough of it to go the opposite way for a one-out single. Now, if Durbin had come up with that one, he was diving to the back end, then I would have just thrown my headset down and said, I give up. They've made every play, it feels like, tonight. That was really a difficult chance. Tying run at first, 2-1 Brewers, and here comes Wilmer Flores. Stretching the pitch. Low. A changeup. 92 miles an hour.
I think even if he comes up with that on the dive, it's a really tough play at first. I think Wade might be standing at first anyway.
1-0 pitch. Flores takes a strike. Right through there with a cutter. You know what I'm thinking that Quinn Priester probably has going through his head in four innings on the mound tonight? Boy, am I glad I got traded to the Brewers.
Yeah. It's a great thing for a pitcher to have these guys playing behind you.
1-1 on Flores. Pitch is grounded towards shortstop. Played by Ortiz. He bobbles it, picks it back up, throws to first, and gets the out on Flores. He was thinking about going to second and trying to start up a double play, but the ball fluttered out of his hand. Give Joey credit for staying with it and gets the out on the slow-footed Wilmer Flores. Advancing to second is Wade, but there are two outs. Now, Joey was lucky there that Flores was the base runner. If he didn't lose the grip on the first attempt, he probably does start up a twin killing. As it is, you got the tying run now in scoring position for Patrick Bailey. Priester's pitch. Pumped in knee high. Cutter, nothing and one. Bailey drove home the Giants run with a two-out RBI single a couple of innings ago. 2-1 Milwaukee. Bailey batting left-handed. Priester is ready for the 0-1, and he misses outside with his cutter, 1-1. Giants are hoping that Patrick Bailey is going to become kind of like what Buster Posey was for all those years. He is a good young catcher. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Down low. 1-2. This is the third year Bailey's been the primary catcher in the big leagues for San Fran. He's already won a gold glove last year. And he can swing it too. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated cutter up out of the zone. And Quinn Priester got the chase to retire the side. A hit, but that man was stranded. Ortho ASAP strikeout number 3. We're headed to the fifth. 2-1 Milwaukee. For the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from High Quality Pella Windows. Get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
2-1 Crew. We go to the fifth inning, top of the order, and here's Lane Grindle with the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. Bryce Terang steps in there against Robbie Ray, 76 pitches so far for Ray, and Bryce checks on a slider that caught the low outside corner. And it's 0-1. A 2-1 Brewers lead. Feels like this one could come down to the very end, like so many of them do between these two teams. 0-1 is hit in the air, down the left field line, but foul and out of play. And it's 0-2 on Terang. 0-2 tonight for Bryce. Had a good homestand. And just putting together a really complete all-around season. People are starting to really take notice of Bryce Terang's game. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Chased the slider off the plate. And there's one away in the Brewers' half of the fifth. That is the fourth strikeout for Robbie Ray. And now here's Jackson Churio. Churio put down the bunt single back in the first. Hit the ball very well in the third to right center where Lee went back and made the catch. And he takes a changeup for a strike here at 0-1. Churio's average sitting at 265. A one. That is in there for a strike with another changeup, and it's 0-2. This is the ballpark where Churio became a 2020 club member last year. Hit a ball out to right for his 20th home run of the season. 0-2. And a little soft line right to Fitzgerald, the second baseman, who squeezes it for the second out. Two away for Christian Yelich. Time for a vibe check, a cooler full of Izzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Izzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Yelich, who's 1-for-2. Had the single the other way back in the first inning. Grounded out to second base in the third. Ray brings home the pitch. And Yelich took high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Ray has not had a quick inning yet. Nothing has been efficient about his night. But he's got two outs and nobody on here. 1-0 is high. Two balls and no strikes on Yelich. I take that back. He had a 1-2-3 fourth. I was looking at the first three innings.